Hey everyone, it's Dr. Lena, and I have not done a podcast for a while. And I was like, oh my gosh, I want to talk about women and their personalities and not taking life too seriously. The Women's Advocacy Club obviously brings up a lot of issues related, obviously, to gender equality and just women empowerment and etc. And today, it just dawned on me that I really like to be sarcastic, and I really feel that I have a good sense of humor. And I do not like to take myself or life too seriously. Okay? Whether you're in a specific profession or there's a certain talent you have or certain friendships or whatever, I've mentioned in previous podcasts to be your naked self. And like, there's been so many times where it's like, I feel like I'm put in a circumstance where I have to act very serious, and it's almost like certain things become like, you either do it or you don't. Like, there's no middle. And I'm just here to remind you guys, lighten up, okay? I don't care I'm a doctor. I don't care I'm in a profession where I help people with multiple problems, or that I'm an advocate for women and gender-related issues. It's okay to have humor. It's okay to make light of situation. No matter, you know, how much you help the world or how much advocacy you do, at the end of the day, there's still going to be more work to do. So there's no point in us killing ourselves to change the world in a day, especially by ourselves. And so one way I like to de-stress is to be funny. It could be, you know, either in, you know, the way you say things, the way you think about things. I don't know, just over, you know, over the span of my life, like, I've felt like I just automatically know how to bring humor to any conversation. And I don't mean that, like, you necessarily bring humor in the sense of, like, insulting, certain cultures or races or genders, or I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, just being your awkward self. Like, you know, sometimes, you know, we don't know what to do in certain situations, or we don't know what to say. Okay? I'm sure in my previous podcasts, you've seen some bloopers where I've said some things. And then I've said, you know, oh, you know, I'm sorry, I meant to say something else. But then I still kept it in the recording. And I think that's that's my way of saying it's like, it's okay to not get things right the first time, especially when it comes to life and all the expectations we have put on ourselves, no matter what we want to do, whether you want to be a parent, whether you want to get married, or you want to be a certain professional of some sort, or you want to be an actor or a singer, a dancer. Like, I remember when I first started going to Glendale Supersport, and you guys know, like, the dance room where people usually go in there when there's no class and they do yoga or they do stretches? Well, I personally, like, I grew up in a culture, the Iranian culture, where belly dancing is very common, and, you know, dancing to music and whatnot is a very common way to express yourselves. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's considered to be a form of exercise as well. But it just frustrated me that, A, I wasn't going to go and pay money, you know, to go to belly dancing classes, because I just didn't feel the need to pay money to do that, because I already know how to do it. And even if I don't, I'm learning and I can teach myself. Like, I'm just not fixated on the idea that I have to do things a certain way according to the book. Anyways, so I just started like this thing where I basically went to a ballerina store and they were selling belly dancing attire. And so I should probably know the name of this, but I do not know the name of it. It's like, it's what belly dancers wrap around their hips and it makes noise when you shake. So I bought one of those. I should probably look that up later and see what it's called. But it makes noise, and normally you're supposed to wear that and dance to some sort of Arabic or very hip movement related music. I even do hip hop sometimes or salsa, but I do like Persian Armenian music and whatnot. So anyways, the point of the story is I didn't take myself too seriously. I was like, you know what? No one ever goes in there and dances, even though it's a dance room for the group exercises. But whenever there's like people not in there, like, I just don't care. I just go, I put my headphones on, and I basically, you know, start dancing to the music that I want. Now, mind you, after a certain amount of time of doing this, I would have people look at me, you know, possibly think that I'm awkward, or that, you know, why is she doing that in isolation, or etc. I had a woman, like, no joke, as I was getting dressed out of coming out of the shower, like, practically naked, and she comes up to me and she's like, oh, you know, I notice you do belly dancing and stuff. Why don't you join a class? And I was just like, I don't want to join a class. Like, why is what I'm doing making you uncomfortable? So anyways, that's an example of like, don't feel obligated to satisfy other people's standards of how you should be in society. I believe as long as you're not doing harm, and you're just, you know, being your free self, there's nothing wrong with that. And kind of going back to the whole humor thing, same thing with that. It's like, you know, be funny, be authentic, be yourself. Like, don't feel, you know, everything has to be so serious and, you know, by the book, you know. Don't conform that easily without questioning, whether or not it's something you want to do. So anyways, I just felt like I hadn't talked to you guys in a while and I wanted to do an update podcast and just remind you guys to be funny and that it's good for your health. And yeah, I'm going to go back to eating my spaghetti, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Okay, bye.